Worship Radio 247.
The time has come for us to come before the Lord's table and to break bread together. I'm so looking forward to this. Already, I believe, there have been changed lives on the broadcast today. Many changed lives. I know that I know it. As you walk into the freedom of our Lord Jesus Christ, as you have recommitted your heart to Him, as I have, and we now see and sense the freedom of our Lord right in front of us, and we need to walk in that freedom. Paul's word says in the first letter to the Corinthian church, chapter 11 and from verse 27, and I don't mean Paul's word, although they are Paul's words, they are inspired by the Holy Spirit. This is what Paul says. So anyone who eats this bread or drinks this cup of the Lord unworthily is guilty of sinning against the body and the blood of the Lord. That is why you should examine yourself before eating the bread and drinking the cup. For if you eat the bread or drink the cup without honoring the body of Christ, you are eating and drinking God's judgment upon yourself. And that is why, before we break bread, I always pray. And I urge you to pray with me and to follow along with this prayer, because we need to be completely clean and sin-free. We need to offer up our prayer to Almighty God for the Lord to cleanse us with the power of His blood. Just say these words with me now. Heavenly Father, I come before Your throne now. And Lord God, I ask You to wash away all the sin and wrongdoing in my life. Father, I ask You to forgive me in the name of Jesus, as I forgive those who have hurt me. Amen and amen. Wash clean. Washed completely clean by the blood of the Lamb. Paul says this in verse 23 of that same chapter. He says, "For I pass on to you what I received from the Lord Himself. On the night that He was betrayed, the Lord Jesus took some bread and gave thanks to God for it. Then He broke it into pieces and said, 'This is my body, which is given for you. Do this to remember me.'" Let's take the bread together, beloved. Thank You, Lord God, for Your broken body. Thank You, Jesus, for what You did on that cross at Calvary, when You declared in a loud voice, "It is finished." Your work was completed. Your ministry done. And now You have left us the Comforter, the Holy Spirit, to guide us and to guard us and to lead us into Your freedom, Lord. Thank You, Jesus. In the same way, He took the cup of wine after supper, saying, "This cup is the new covenant between God and his people, an agreement confirmed with my blood. Do this to remember me as often as you drink it. And then Paul says, for every time you eat this bread and drink this cup, you are announcing the Lord's death until he comes again. And beloved, we know the birthing pains are there. We know that the Lord Jesus is coming soon. Let's take the cup together now. Thank you, Jesus, for your shed blood. We honor you and we glorify your name. And we say, Lord, you are the one true God. Thank you for what you continue to do for us on a daily basis, on an hourly basis, every minute, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen and amen.